I know they got
this is for.
This is what the, didn't they have this a couple of years ago, like before COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they, this they need a permit for.
Yeah, yeah, because of the vendors.
Yep.
This has got to go through zoning first.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't gonna have time to approve because it's May 17th.
Yeah.
Did a copy of this go to Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
When did that, do you know when that was sent?
A week ago. And he asked us to add it on the agenda.
Oh, then he's okay with it.
He's okay with it. He must be okay with it then.
Yeah, if he asked it for it to be on the agenda, he has.
If supervisors approve it, then he will issue a permit.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, that makes a difference.
Now it's stuck again.
But it's stuck again.
Yeah, I can't allow them.
Okay. Rachel has a question on the dog grooming shop. She wanted to know whose form that was. That's the building code official.
It's the building code.
Yeah.
I talked to Joe about that. And
What did Joe say? Because I didn't get a chance to call.
Everything that they engineer supplied to Joe for the construction of it met residential standards, not commercial standards.
And that's what his letter says.
Yeah, and he just said, well, he said all they got to do is convert it to the commercial standards and they're fine.
But she was all bent out of shape because they sent it back.
She didn't know about it. It was sent to...
Well, get sent to the property owner.
Get sent to the owner.
Well, that's who's on the application.
Yeah.
Property,
Hi, Rachel.
Apple Valley.
How are you? Yeah, Shahana's having a problem. She talked to Donald, and I think she has us up and running on here, but it's not, it doesn't, it appears as though it's just like stock. Sure, I can do that. I have lots of battery life. Don't fix it.
That'd be great.
Okay, Rachel, you are now on speaker with Supervisors DiLorenzo and Chairman Williams. How's that?
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. And I just looked at your email, and the answer to that is that's the building code official's form. And they only send their notifications to the property owner.
They won't send it to anybody else?
No, just to the owner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's who filled out the application. That's the address on the application.
And the address, of course,
there's no place on the application for more than one
address. Correct.
For someone other than the owner.
Correct. I think we should discuss that with Joe and code inspections.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they should be asked to add a place on the form for an applicant's contact information if the applicant is other than the owner.
Okay.
Generally, what was done in the past was the owner would give a letter stating that the applicant, he gives permission for the applicant to do that, and then the party that's applying for it would
whether
be the
it be the applicant or the contractor.
Right.
Because usually with the building code official, it's usually an owner, and the contractor is the applicant.
So in that case, you definitely better have both.
Right.
Or you're not, the contractor also is not going to find out.
Right.
But more and more often, you might have a tenant situation.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely should have a place for that.
I can discuss that with Joe.
I see collecting the information Bob is suggesting that, you know, if you're applying to do a project and you're not the owner, you need to provide proof.
Correct.
That you have the owner's
permission,
authority to do that.
Right.
But we also should be communicating more than likely with both.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Chairman, it's in here.
I don't know what I interrupted.
No, I was nothing. We were just looking at the, I was just looking through the agenda, and I had a question on the spring
vendor's market,
so. But apparently zoning sent it over and asked for it to be put on the agenda.
Well, Okay.
That was my only question on the agenda. Yep.
How's the convention, Rachel?
Crazy busy, but I haven't had much of a chance to visit with many of the vendors because, you know, we had this meeting. So they have the conference open in the evening, you know, to meet with the vendors this evening, but, you know, it doesn't work out. So I did get to talk to Bruckheimer for a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're always interesting. To talk to.
Yeah, so I met the guy who's going to be coming up and giving a presentation.
Good.
I talked to folks from Monroe County, Butler County. I sent you and Bob a flyer via text message with a free training that Harvey could go to.
Yeah, it's in what, Allentown?
Yeah, pavement preservation.
Yeah.
It's free, but it would cost us, you know, staff time and mileage, so I don't...
He's probably had a lot of that with PennDOT, because he was a foreman for PennDOT for 10 years.
Okay.
So what's happening with that?
He's asking me to reboot the laptop.
He wants you to reboot it again? Okay.
Yes.
So we're rebooting the laptop one more time.
Okay. The poor Bill's trying to get on.
I don't know.
I did hear some interesting updates on the legal front this afternoon in terms of sign ordinances.
Oh.
And deemed approvals. And I guess the sign ordinance case law has
all over
in the last
board.
Year
yep.
gotten way out of hand.
All over the board.
Yeah. But now they're saying if your sign differentiates, if your ordinance differentiates signs by the content, mm-hmm. if you have to read them to figure it out, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But now they're going even beyond that in the political signs arena and talking about like placement of signs shouldn't be different. You can regulate commercial versus not commercial in terms of like what property they're on.
Right.
But if you are regulating them based on the content of the sign, that's an issue. And if you're regulating them, you may not have the ability to regulate them.
On content.
If you're not being very, very careful about how you're going about
it. Has to, yeah, the uniformity aspect has to be there. You know?
Right.
You have to.
You can't treat political signs right. differently
right.
than other residentially placed signs.
Correct.
And you have to be very careful that it's clearly defined. If you say temporary signs and therefore you categorize political signs as temporary, you need to be very specific about what temporary means.
I've seen it both ways now. I've seen it as political signs and temporary political signs. So
but political signs apparently was rejected by the court.
Right. Yeah, the political sign, because anyone could put up a sign on a billboard as long as you pay for it and say whatever you want on that billboard.
Right. Well, and they're not really so much the billboards themselves are not as much the issue, apparently.
As the person who puts a sign up on his own property.
In their own yards, yeah. Or in a public right-of-way as well. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah,
the case law is fairly new. Mm-hmm. I think they said it was County Republican Association versus, I want to say, City of Bethlehem, maybe?
Yeah. I had an issue with a fire department and political science in the last election, and it never got to court, but I was fairly confident that if it did, the fire company would have won. The issue being who can they reject? Can a private entity reject political signs if they don't wish to display them?
Oh, I would think that you could reject what signage goes on your own property.
Absolutely. And that's the way it was, that's the way it was leaning, and the challenge was dropped and we never got to court, but I think for sure we would have won that.
By the way, Lee says hello and he enjoyed working with you.
That, very, very good. Tell Lee I said hi. I do miss going to those for that reason, not seeing the folks that I used to work with.
He said he was working with somebody very recently who said that they had done some work with you. But he didn't tell me who it was.
Okay.
So guess.
It's probably Patrick Murphy.
He gave me a recommendation, Bob, on a planner.
Who did he give you?
He said Troy with Michael Baker's office is who he's had good experience working with for planning.
Okay.
Michael Baker's office, I think, did the Pike County Comprehensive Plan, and he's definitely doing the Monroe County Comprehensive
Plan. Yeah, I think I know Troy, actually. I can't think of his last name, though.
Oh, let me see if I
can find
it.
That's scary.
He was going to send me contact info, but I only just saw him an hour ago. So.
I don't know if it's good you're here or not.
Rachel's by phone so far.
How's everybody doing? Troy.
What's the last name?
Truax, T-R-U-A-X.
I believe that's him. And where's Mr. Baker's office?
They have more than 90 offices.
Right, okay. That's what I thought. Yep. All right, well, I think it makes sense to look at all alternatives.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have many.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he said that the field of people doing this kind of work is getting smaller and smaller.
It is. I spoke to Mr. Helfrich today on an issue in Denard Township, and he's recovering from his hip replacement surgery, so I don't think he's doing much work.
Understood.
Rachel, can you see us?
You got us, Rachel.
I jumped off because
I believe you can come back on now. I'll wait for you.
I see your number. 1-877.
Oh, she's coming in, maybe.
I think that's Donald from One Stop.
Certainly looks like Donald.
Oh, looks good.
Hi, Rachel.
There you are, Rachel.
All right, can you hear me?
All right, can you hear me?
All right, I'm going to jump off, Tony. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, put this away. All we need is have this ring in there. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were officially communicating.
Oh, it's our workshop, 6:30 to 7, yeah. Rachel's at the convention, so.
Ah, nice. Hey, Sarah, you look great.
Yeah, I feel good.
I left my darn water out in the car, didn't I? I thought I had it with me.
You need another one out of the shop.
That's all right.
He made sure there was some in there today.
Yeah, you can't drink this one.
Our next meeting is off schedule because of the
election.
Election. It's the day after the election, correct? It's the 21st?
Yeah, it should be.
Let me see.
Yes, it should be the 21st.
I know why she's asking that. She's asking because of me.
Yes.
Did they want a day after for cleanup to get the stuff out of here?
That's why, yes.
Yes. So they wanted us to go to Wednesday instead of...
Recording in progress.
I mean, our third...
I'm good for the 21st.
Good.
What day is that?
I think it was already advertised for that date.
Wednesday. Yeah, it was advertised for that date.
Wednesday, yes.
But Tuesday's no good?
That's election day.
Election day.
Well, you guys usually meet on Monday anyway, though, right?
Yeah, but...
Monday is...
They set up all the voting machines in here, so...
The county the county election wants the day before and the day after.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they would do it, like, later.
No.
Okay.
Which is odd, because when I was the alternate in Palmyra Township, we used to have the meeting the night of the election... And we would meet in the garage. We would meet in the garage, and the election was taking place. Every once in a while, somebody would walk in the garage and say, "What's going on back here?" "Oh, this is your township meeting."
This is the correspondence.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah. Okay. Questions, Gary? Anything?
No, I'm good.
Good. Bob, any questions?
No, I'm good.
Rachel, any questions before we start?
I am wondering about the zoning officer position. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to have the executive session to talk about that.
I don't really think we need one. Everything is agreed the way it is. I interviewed him the other day. Showed him the zoning book. He understood all the zoning. He's done it before. He did code and building inspections for Fort Jervis prior. I told him what it was. He had no problem with it.
Okay.
He's actually a very good candidate for it.
Right. Good.
Right.
Hi, boss. Now, how about when can he be here?
He's coming tonight, so I told him to come tonight for the questions. He was working down the city, so he said he left. He was hoping to get here in time for 7 o'clock. But he's only got, I think he said next year he can retire.
Okay.
He's working for Verizon right now.
Good.
Plus, what piqued his interest is he wants to move to PA out of New York.
That's what piques a lot of people's interest.
Yeah.
I heard that before, too.
And from New Jersey, too. Takes a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah. Might as well use a comfortable seat.
There you go.
That's what they're there for.
Hi.
I did not get a chance to go through the minutes yet.
Yeah, I didn't see any corrections, so I was going to say let's table it until you have a chance to read it.
Thank you. I was in Harrisburg for most of last week. I'm in University most of this week, so
He's not interested.
Hot topic in zoning is data centers.
Is what?
So other than the solar, the hot topic is data centers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It doesn't give us any results.
PSETS doesn't have a model ordinance yet, but I did talk to someone whose township did a data center ordinance, and she's going to send me a copy of it.
So where's the report?
Where's the report?
Reports for... I didn't print all of them. I thought I would spend pages in case you wanted to look at those. Some of them are, all those were forwarded to three officers. The sewage officer, the zoning officer, and...
That don't help us.
What is it?
Reports by Pike County Conservation on all these lots.
Huh. It was only one, I think it was lot 34.
38, 62.
That didn't have a...
Yeah, and fill site.
Sarah, yes. One on your lot?
What?
Pike County Conservation?
No.
No?
Not that I'm aware of.
She's not here for that.
But they don't communicate with
they us. Had two, they had two of them that the erosion and sediment control plan weren't properly displayed or...
Probably because they don't have it, and the contractor or engineer does.
It's possible.
That's
they've come through that
experience?
Way before, and then the next letter that came through said it needs all everything. So
okay.
It's nothing that we have to respond to tonight.
Well, it brings you here. We'll find out.
Find out.
Bill's on. Jason's on.
Hey, Steve.
Hi. Hey, Steven.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
About to be just started or just ending?
Just about ready to start.
Okay.
Last minute is always the longest minute.
Who's the other one that's on?
Right, a sidebar.
I think it's still Donald.
Oh, it's Donald. Okay.
Donald, are you there?
He's muted.
And she did. He got paid.
He just lifted his.
But that wasn't for the.
Donald, are you there?
That's when I left for
poker. I'll be here. I'm just on mute.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Donald.
I was pretty sure that was you.
Writers.
Yes, it's me.
That was Julian. 4 for 7 now.
Yes, it's him.
But we all have like other things, you know. That you do, they do. They
let's have
do,
a balance.
It's good.
Yep, time.
All meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors Order or pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of minutes.
I make a motion that we table the minutes to give Rachel a chance to review them and to the next meeting.
I'll second
it. I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
after the last meeting, I received $140,186.80 in real estate taxes and $23,364.47 in ambulance taxes. And that's all.
At this time, on we have $169,450.63 in the Wayne Bank Investment Fund. I'd like to make a motion that we transfer $150,000 of that into the Pledger General Fund due to the fact that the Pledger General Fund is paying 4.17% interest and Wayne Bank's on
0.10%.
Yep.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
We have enough money for payroll switched over already, right?
No, that's the next thing. 10,000 has to be transferred.
20,000, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, then you have enough.
Well, now we don't have enough.
No. Would you like to amend your motion to reduce it?
Yeah, so amend the motion to reduce it to, what is it, $140,000, right? You said $150,000?
Yeah, you need $20,000 for transfers.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. I'd like to amend my motion for transferring $150,000 to $140,000. That's all they're going to leave.
Wait a minute, wait. The next one on here is $10,000 for the same account for bill paying.
All right, so it's $20,000.
So make it $130,000.
I'll make a motion instead of transfer $150,000 from the Wayne Bank Investment to $130,000 from the Wayne Bank Investment into the Pledger General account.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
Did you get that, Rachel?
Aye.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't get off of you quite that fast.
Also, I'll make a motion that we transfer $10,000 from the Wayne Investment account into the payroll account, and also $10,000 from the Wayne Investment to the MBT checking for bill payments.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Down the Roadmaster's report. We have a salt bid here from American Rock Salt. This is for next winter's salt. We buy it every spring, and it actually runs from this year into next year. It was advertised to purchase 400 tons of treated salt. It was advertised in the Pike County Dispatch on April 17th and April 24th as required by law. I can't actually open this bid up for another 10 minutes because it's scheduled to be opened up at
7:15,
so we're going to hold off on that. Okay. We'll come back to it once the timer. Just...
Although I don't see anyone running in to...
I don't see anybody running in here, but...
Hold on,
we'll just hold
off on that and go through to the other ones.
Yeah.
Zoning.
Yeah. Anything on zoning?
No, I didn't receive any new permits.
Public participation.
Sure. You have me in, Mike?
Yeah, because they won't be able to hear you online.
Sure. So Sarah Wilson, I'm a property owner here in Milford Township. I came today because I saw on the agenda that you had zoning officer vacancy. Mm-hmm. And that is directly affecting me and my family at this point in time. So I'm looking forward to hearing the update. I heard a little chitter chat about that. We applied for a building permit and a zoning permit over a month ago. We've received no communication in the last month regarding our zoning permit. We've had no answer to an email, and my husband has come twice to the township for updates on the status of our zoning application. The last update we received last week was it could be in a pile on his desk. So it's really kind of unacceptable to me as a taxpayer. So I'm looking forward to hearing how the township is going to address the issue of zoning. Me and my family want to build a 20 by 20.
So fast.